Today we're going to begin discussing the requirement of Kabbalah Samitzos as part of the Geirus process. So let's just start backwards, if you will. Rav Moshe has a very brief tshuva written when he was still in Europe, 1928, Zion, Aseret Tshuva, Tuf Reish Peites. Igros Moshe, Yaradeh Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Zion. Igros Moshe, Yaradeh Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Zion. Moshe writes, the Mashin Estafik Fota Rasa and Ger Shelo Kibel of Mitzvah Fenechsha of Ger. So what is the status of a Ger who is not Mekabel to keep mitzvahs? Pashu Barer She'enu Ger Klau Afi Dievet. So that Gerus is meaningless. The Chain Hora Abamari Hagon Zechut Sadek Levracha Halach Lamaisa Vistravin in his Rabbanus Luv the Kazu She'enu Ger Klau. So a ger without Kabbalah Samitzos, Rav Moshe has an asar from his father, is not a ger whatsoever. Bein l'kula bein l'chumra. It sounds like you could even sell him your chametz. Shekabbalah mitzvos beger ma'akev. K'deisa b'yoredeya simen reisa meches if gemel. We'll read that inside shortly. The afim amr b'fiv shemekabal mitzvos. Even if the guy tells you that he's being mekabal mitzvos. If we see that he's just saying the word but doesn't mean it, what about the whole sugya? Yivamav kaftal with kulam gerim heim. The ger shemahani l'shem ishus b'di'evet. What's that talking about? Iri shebishvila ishus kibal lab mitzvahs be'emes. That's talking about the impetus was the shem ishus. The impetus was the shem dabar. There was an external motivation. But at the end of the day, the ger was mekabel mitzvos. V'hu baru pashit, v'kolza amar abamari agon b'feirish az kishahara. When my father had the shayla, this is what he said. V'chlal eini yodei atam harabanim atoim b'zeh. I don't understand the rationale of those rabbis who err in this regard. Da'afli d'tu akol panim eifet to elos heim v'im b'zeh l'klai Yisrael. What's their motivation? She mekabelim geirim ke'elu. We have no interest in such people. Even if you were right, al pi halacha, that the gerus would be chal, what is in it for us? Now, the what is in it for us in Eretz Yisrael nowadays is different than the what's in it for us in Luban in the 1920s. It doesn't change the din necessarily, but those who espouse a contrary position do have certain nationalistic and sociological tainos or concerns that were clearly not present in Luban in the 1920s, but we'll get to that. Ludina Pasha Shein Zaker Klau. So writes Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe Yerodeh Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. So that's Rav Moshe's unequivocal bottom line back from his days in Europe, that a Geirus without Kabbalah Samitzos is meaningless. I sent you out yesterday, the day before, a collection of tradition articles that were put together in a compendium, a few decades ago. Reflect a range of positions or ideologies within what was the broad sense of the RCA. So there's an article which is reprinted from an article that appeared in Tradition in 1972, written by Rabbi Mark Angel, who subsequently became the president of the RCA, I think 1990 to 1992, in which he espoused a contrary position based on a tshuva, or a series of tshuvas, by the former chief Sephardi rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Uziel. Rav Shechter told me that when that article came out, Rabbi Yitzchak Kandel, who for many years was a Rebbe in MTA, for many years was the dean of Azrieli Graduate School, and then made Aliyah, maybe 15 plus years ago. I think now he's the dean of Turo in Eretz Yisrael. So at the time, he was in the hospital, his wife was having a baby, and the only reading material he had with him was that article of Tradition. And he read this article by Rabbi Angel, and was so incensed that he wrote a letter to the editor, which is published in the next Tradition, and then Rabbi Angel responded to that letter. Rabbi, I don't know if I sent you the letter, did I? Send it to John. So Rabbi Handel pointed out some holes in the argument, and Rabbi Angel responded, basically, lo alai tu l'naska ala al harabuzil. I was just repeating that which Rabbi Uziel writes, so if you have any problems, direct them to him. Rabbi Uziel's tshuva is printed. They redid the simanim in the tshuva. So this is an old version in Siman Kaf. I don't know what it is in the new version. Rabbi Uziel writes the following.
Who's Rabbi Uziel again?
He was the chief Sephardi rabbi from 1950 something to 60 something.
Okay.
He was the Rabbi Avadia became Rabbi Rashi in 73. His predecessor is Rabbi Nissen, which I guess was already 10-year term, 63 to 73, so I guess Rabbi Uziel was before that. Give or take.
Okay.
So he writes, Teda od, Sharei Begoya Barlis Gayer Modiyim Aso Ikari Adas. We have to tell him what he's getting into. Gemara Yevamos Mem Zayin. Sheyichad Hashem Yisrael Vadazara Umarichinim Abedavrizet Veilu Bekabelos HaMitzvos Modiyinos HaMitzvos Mitzvos Kalos Bekamaros Umodiyinos HaMitzvos Onshim Shel Mitzvos She'omrim Lo Kodim Shabasa L'mid Azua Chatechela V'yata Onishkares Eimar B'lev V'midakti G'lev V'diyah Kol Dikduki Onshim Shema Kavanos L'mishamayim Mikan B'furish Yotze She'ein Dorshim Bimenu L'kayim Mitzvos. We don't demand that he keep Mitzvos. We just tell him about him. The apple tzarif to bev din yedu shekai mosan. We don't care. Don't ask, don't tell. Dim lo kein, lo yizkav lo gerim yisrael. If we did demand that they would be observant, then we never accept gerim. Dimi yarov shagoy zeh yeh nema lechol mitzvah ha-torah. Who can guarantee that this guy is going to keep everything? El mashem adil lo mixas mitzvah sukadesh im yirtza yifrosh. You give him the chance to change his mind. Ukadesh el yucha lomar achakach ilo yadati lo yisim yizkai yuzel lechachila abidi evit im lo hodiyu enam akif. Okay, so we're going to source this all out, moving backwards. So this was the position of Rabbi Uziel. There's an academic book that came out Tavshin Nun Hay, written by two professors, Segi and Zohar, Zvi Zohar and Avim Segi, entitled Giyur V'Zayhut Yahadut, Yehudit rather, V'yun V'Sodot Halakha, where they argue that basically all the Rishonim assume that there's no need for Kabbalah HaMitzvos, and this is all a modern invention that was first suggested by the Beis Yitzchak, the Beis Shmelkis, in the late 1800s, and before that no one required Kabbalah HaMitzvos. And then, a similar position, we'll see, is espoused by the former Chaver Knesset, Rabbi Chaim Amsalem, who wrote a work about this stick. This is the supplementary volume that has all the Marmakomos, but the first volume is called Zer Yisrael. We'll talk about it. So basically Zer Yisrael is an attempt to argue along these lines that no one really requires Kabbalah HaMitzvos. When the Sefer came out, I was excited to get a copy to see what he wrote, so it wasn't available in America. I had my sister Eric Sassel pick it up for me for something like 200 shekel, and it was definitely not worth it. The second volume is worth something because he put together all the Marmakomos in one volume, so you don't have to go find them in the original sources. The first volume is basically a single argument that all revolves around one point, which we'll flesh out shortly. Okay, so let's go backwards and source this all out. The Gemara that we started with in our first Chabura is Yevamos Mem Zayin, that talks about the interchange that takes place between a prospective ger and the Bezdin and the people he's interfacing with prior to the gerus. In the context of that conversation, the Gemara tells us, Modiyin oso mixas mitzvah kalos and mixas mitzvah chamur. We have to inform him of a smattering of mitzvah kalos and of mitzvah chamuros. So we'll see that much of this discussion is going to hinge on two terms that we have in the Gemara. One of them is Hodas HaMitzvos, here the informing of Mitzvos. And then the Gemara in Amud Beis tells us that at the end of this process, Kibel Molin Usamiyat. So if he's Mekabel, if he accepts upon himself what? Accepts upon himself mitzvos, then we proceed with the formal Mila. Now Tosus writes, Memheim Nebez, Dibra Maskel Milo Tavla Linidusa. So the Gemara there, we'll discuss this in its context later, the Gemara there has a seeming possibility that even if a Beis Din wasn't present for the initial Tevila, maybe the fact that a woman or a man goes to the mikvah is part of the normal process of life, for Anita, for Balkari, that could constitute a de facto Tevila L'Shem Geirus. Tosus is bothered, how could that be? Isn't that Belilah? There's no Beis Din present. So one of Tosus' Terutzim is the whole requirement of Beis Din, Mishpat Sibbeh, that you need a Beis Din for Geirus, which we'll also have to discuss in its own context. That's only going on Kabbalah HaMitzvos. So when it comes to Tevila and Mila, the requirement of Beis Din is not Likuva. If you do Tevila and Mila, even without a Beis Din, the Geirus is valid, at least b'di'evet, as opposed to Kabbalah HaMitzvos. Kabbalah HaMitzvos needs to be performed, even Likuva, in the presence of a Beis Din.
That's what Tosha says, is that Kabbalah HaMitzvah requires Beis Din.
Right. Tosha says Kabbalah HaMitzvah requires Beis Din. This is two days in Shulchan Aruch. Whether everything requires Beis Din or only Kabbalah HaMitzvah, this is Simen Reis HaMeches Se'if Gimel. Kol in Yanei Ager Bein Lo Dio HaMitzvah Se'kablam Bein Amila Bein Atfila Sarach She'yuk V'shlosh HaKshayim Ladun U'bayom V'miyu Davka L'chachila. That's the day of Tosfos. That Kabbalah HaMitzvos exclusively Beis Din is ma'akiv for. According to the Rif and the Rambam, Beis Din is ma'akiv for Mila and Tevila as well. Okay. Now, some claim that the Rambam has no requirement of Kabbalah HaMitzvah. Because the Rambam, at the beginning of Perek Yudgimel Yisurei Bia, writes the following: "V'shlosha dvarim nifnus liYisrael lebris v'mila utfila v'korban mila haisa v'mitzrayim v'chulei tfila haisa v'midbar v'chulei halacha dalit v'chei ledoros kishayirza hagoy lahachnis lebris ulstofi tachas kankfei yashkina v'yakabel olav ol Torah." So whenever Ger wants to be Nifnas the Bris and via Kabbal Alav Ol Torah, so the formal part of the formal components of Geirus are Mila Tvila, the Aritzas Korba. So Rambam doesn't say, and you need Kabbalah HaMitzvos. He says you need Tvila, Mila Tvila, the Aritzas Korba. And the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Zayin, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin, Ger Shelo Badku Akarav, O Shelo Hodiyo Mitzvos. So if you have a Ger that you didn't investigate what his motivations were, or you didn't inform him of Mitzvos, Ve'on Shan, Umal V'tavav B'fnei Shlosha Hedyotos, Reitha Ger. Afilu Nodesh V'shvil Dover Hum Iskayir. It sounds like if you don't inform him of mitzvos, there's no adasa mitzvos, it's not ma'akev. So says the Magid Mishnah here, that pashut she'ein hadasa mitzvos ma'akev di'evet. So if you don't inform him of mitzvos, that is not ma'akev. That is what the Bach writes. Some attempted to reinterpret the Bach, but the Bach fairly explicitly writes that that is the position of the Rambam, that Kabbalah HaMitzvos is not Ma'akev. However, most of the later Achronim accept that which is suggested by the Chemdas Shlomo, Tshuvas Chemdas Shlomo Simin Kavtes, Chemdas Shlomo Simin Kavtes, and it's almost muchach, but it has to be this way if you look at all the Rishonim closely. The Chemdas Shlomo points out what we've been hinting at till now, that there are really two separate categories. There's Hodas HaMitzvos and there's Kabbalas HaMitzvos. Hodas HaMitzvos means informing the prospective ger of certain requirements. Kabbalas HaMitzvos means accepting those requirements upon yourself. So Hodas HaMitzvos, that's what the Magen Mishnah writes over here, is not Ma'akev. If you didn't formally tell the prospective ger about the mixas mitzvos kalos and mixas mitzvos chamuros, that's not ma'akev. But kabbalas mitzvos, to actually accept, to keep the mitzvos, that is ma'akev. And that's the reference here in Alachi Yidvayim, Ger Shalabaku Achra Shalabadiyu HaMitzvahs Ba'onshan. So that's good B'di'evet, that's talking about Hodas HaMitzvahs. Hodas HaMitzvahs is Nama Akev B'di'evet. Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is. The Magen Mishnah himself points out the Chemdas Shlomo. The Magen Mishnah himself in Halacha Tes, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tes, assumes it's in the Rambam, that you do need a Beis Din for Kabbalas HaMitzvos. Sounds like evil Yikuvah. So that's this distinction. Kabbalas HaMitzvos needs a Beis Din in his Ma'akev. Hodas HaMitzvos, not. And that's how you resolve, says the Chemdas Shlomo, what seems to otherwise be a seer in Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch is more or less patterned after the Rambam's here. But let's read the Mechaber straight. The Lacha Beis. Kishabo Lizgayer, Omrim Lo, this is based on the Gemara Yevamos, based with the Rambam. Kishabo Lizgayer, Omrim Lo, Mari Isa Shabbos Lizgayer, V'chule. Umodiyam Oso Ikare Hadas. Umodiyam Oso Mixas Mitzvos Kalos and Mixas Mitzvos Chamuros. So there is a Hodas HaMitzvos, I'm skipping. Then Halacha Gimel, Kol Inyanei HaGer, Sif Gimel, Kol Inyanei HaGer, Bein Modia Mitzvos LeKablam. So to be Modia him, the purpose of being Modia isn't Stam for intellectual curiosity, but so he'll be Mekabel them. Bein Amila Bein Atfila Tzarech Sheyu V'Shloshak Sheyu V'Ladon. So that's all Ma'akev B'di'evet. That Hodas HaMitzvos Kedei LeKablam has to be b'fnei gimel even b'di'evet. Or sorry, the kabbalas hamitzvos, then the chaver writes, has to be b'fnei gimel even b'di'evet. And then alach yibayz kishayavu hager liskayir bokim achrav shema b'glal mama shiital b'shvil sarara shayitzkala etc. Vodim osa kovid al torah v'im lo bakar achrav osha lahu diyu eskar mitzvos v'on shana mal v'tal b'fnei gimel yotos reiz hager. So there, Hodas HaMitzvos is not Ma'akev. Halacha Gimel, Kabbalas HaMitzvos is Ma'akev. So obviously, there's a distinction between Hodah and Kabbalah. Hodah is not Ma'akev. Kabbalah is Ma'akev. And, good?
Yeah, I just have a question. Maybe this, we'll get this later. What's it, so then, meaning, in order to observe Mitzvot, don't you have to know what the Mitzvot are?
So that's the sugya we'll get to that in a few minutes of Nisgayer Ben Akum. Okay, we'll get to it soon.
Okay.
So.
But do you see this in the Rambam?
You see this in the Rambam. I'm not done with the Rambam. Yeah. But so he points out, so far, even in the Rambam that we just saw, you see this, because Halacha Yizayin is talking about Hadassah Mitzvah, which is not Ma'akev. Where do you see Kabbalah, the Ma'akevish himself, in Halacha Tess, says you need Kabbalah Mitzvah, sounds like even Likuvah. Where do you see it in the Rambam himself? So you see that in a couple other places in the Rambam. It's true. If not Mefurish in the beginning of Perek Yogimel, even though the Rambam does have a Lashon of the Kabbalah of El Torah, but aside from that, parenthetical, it's not explicit, because the beginning of Halacha Yogimel are the formal requirements of Geirus that you have in the Gemara and Krisus. However, you do see this in the end of Perek Yud Beis. So take a look at Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. Kol Hagoyim Kulam Kisha Yisgairu V'yikablu Alein Kol HaMitzvos Shel Torah. So all the goyim, when they are misgayer and are mekabel kol hamitzvos, harehen ki yisrael kol davar. Shenemar hakahal kuka achas lachem v'lager agar v'mitar mikanes b'kal Hashem miyad. So kol hagoyim kulam kishe yisgayru v'yikablu aleihem kol hamitzvos. Rav Amar points out the following. He pointed this out in a shiur he gave to Dayanim here a number of years ago. And then I was looking for it in print this morning. I assumed he'd have it in one of his tshuvas. It actually wasn't yet printed when he gave that shiur. It was in a later volume of Shem Shlomo. Last I heard he had 5 volumes, and now he went to Otzar Chachman. He already has 8. So in Chelek Vav of Shem Shlomo, Simon Yud Beis, Shin Mem Ayin. Chelek Vav Simen Yud Beis. So Rav Amar points out the following in a different Rambam. Look at Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin. So Aleph Tadal we just read, those are the formal requirements of Geirus that we have in the Gemara and Krisus. Then the Rambam says, Halacha Vav, Geir Shemal V'lo Tavol, Tavol V'lo Mal, not enough, you need Mil and Tfil Ikuva. Now in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, Tavol Beino L'Bein Atzmo, let's say a person is Megayir on his own, without a Bezdin. Sorry, a person's tovel on his own without a bezdin. Tovel beino lebein atmo, so he's tovel on his own, no one else is present. V'nisgayer beino lebein atmo, and he was nigayer on his own without a bezdin. Afilu b'fnei shnayim, even if there are 2 people there, but you don't have a bezdin, you don't have 3. Eino ger, that gerus is no good. So what is the meaning of the phrase v'nisgayer? Tavol beino lebein atzmo, he was tovel on his own, and he was misgayer on his own. So what does that mean, he was misgayer on his own? Says Rav David Arma, in his Perush on the Rambam, Kotzva tosva stafka kishi kabel mitzvos beino lebein atzmo, it doesn't work. Aval im kibal mitzvahs b'fnei shlosha v'nisgayi v'tavol b'ino l'bein atzma dai b'di'evit. According to Tosfos Yevavos Mem Hei, if you're tovel umal on your own, even though there's no bezdin there, as long as the kabbalas hamitzvahs is b'fnei gimel, that's a good geiris b'di'evit. D'le kabbalas hamitzvahs dafka hu d'be'ino shlosha v'raya d'mila tavli nidos. So that's how Tosfos learns the Gemara Mem Hei of mila tavli nidusa, that Tvila and Mila Bezin is not ma'akev for. Ulazet dikdek rabbeinu v'nisgayer. And that's what the Rambam means over here, v'nisgayer beinu l'beinu. V'l'beinatzo. Tavo beinu l'beinatzo means he was tovel on his own. Nisgayer beinu l'beinatzo means he was mekabel mitzvahs on his own. Otherwise, what does v'nisgayer mean? There are two things here. Tefillah and what else? Presumably not Mila. So the only thing left is Kabbalah Samitzvos. That's what Rav David Amos says Vidasa Rambam. That's the Kabbalah Rambam, like Shita Satosos, that Bezin is Ma'ake for Kabbalah Samitzvos. And then he says Rav Amar, you understand the next line in the Rambam, the previous line of the Rambam as well. I skipped the line. Muberes sheniskayra v'tavla ein benat sarach vila. Another sugya we'll have to talk about. If a pregnant woman is taveles, is megayer, then the gayrus for the woman counts for the child. Or the child doesn't require the fetus, the yet-to-be-born baby does not require an independent tavila. So what does that mean? Muberes shen nisgayra v'tavla. So what's shen nisgayra v'tavla? What's the nisgayra? There's two things going on here. So here it can't be Mila, obviously. So the only other option would be Kabbalah Tamitzvah.
Kibra Korban.
I'm sorry?
Kibra Korban.
Okay. So sounds like it means Kabbalah Tamitzvah. So that is a Raya Mechrachas, says Rav Amar, based on Rav Dav Arma, that for the Rambam there is a requirement of the mitzvahs, if they best in Likuva, Yisrael.
I mean, it should say, like, if it didn't mean Kabbalah Mitzvah, it should follow the same Gairus.
Again?
I mean, if the Skyra didn't mean Kabbalah Mitzvah, I mean, the Rambam doesn't say it should just...
There are two verbs here, so what's the other verb? What else could it mean?
Like in
Shah, like Ger Shin is Gair.
So what does that mean?
So that refers to that could be the whole process. A Ger, who is Megai? Could be Mila, Tvila, Hartzav Korban. But here, it's used as a verb separate from Tvila. If you're talking about the components of Gair, it's a list of components. Yeah, Ger Shin is Gair means the whole Gair's process. So had the Rambam said, Nisgair Beda Lebed Atzmo, I would have no riot. How the Rambam said, Muberes v'niskayra, I'd have Naraya. The Rambam says, Muberes v'niskayra v'tavla, taval v'niskayra. So v'niskayra is something in addition, distinct from tevila. So it has to be another parallel component of geirus, and there aren't that many other options. Okay, so that's the Raya that Rav Amar likes to quote from Rav David Arma. Okay. And it seems... the other Rishon that people try to pin the position that you don't need Kabbalah Samitzvos on is the Ritva. But if you look at all the Ritvas together, it seems that this distinction of the Chem Shlomo between Adah Samitzvos and Kabbalah Samitzvos is critical and present. So the Gemara in Tzubas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is the sugya of Ger Katan. The Zvah here has the following line: the Ger Katan Mafilin Osal Das Bezdin. Another coming attraction that we'll have to discuss: Ger is Katan. So the Zvah there has a line: Dibur Maskel Amar of Nachman. The High De Mafilin Oso Af Al Gav De Ger Ba Alma Beinan. So, how is it that Geirus Katan works? Isn't there a necessary component of Hodas HaMitzvos? And you can't give over Hodas HaMitzvos to a Katan. So how do you get around Geir Katan without Hodas HaMitzvos? Says the Ritva, Ksubas Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Hahila Mitzvah V'lo Akev. That requirement of Hodas HaMitzvos is only a Lechatchila, it's not Le'ikuva. So here, where it's impossible to do the Hodah, he's a Katan, he can't receive the Hodah, so then it's not Ma'akev. The Hodah Samitzvos is a Lechachila, where it's impossible, it's not an absolute impediment to the Geirus. Okay? So says the Ritva in Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph. Look at the Ritva in our sugi here, Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ritva writes that if you didn't do a Hodas HaMitzvos, if you didn't inform him of the Mitzvos, says the Ritva, Svar de Rabusa Zal, She'im Lo Hodi'uhu Eina Ma'akev. Fine. Hodas HaMitzvos is not Ma'akev. V'hachi Mashma V'Periklal Gadol. What's the Gemara in Periklal Gadol? Shabbos Daf Samiches. So there the Gemara discusses a situation of Nisgayer Vein Hanokrim. A person is Megayer while living in a community of Nokrim. Gershon is Kari Bein Anokrim, the Asa Malachas Harbe, the Shabbos is Harbe, Eino Chai Velachatas Achas. We have a situation of Niskayer Bein Anokrim, where the Gemara discusses the extent of liability for violating Shabbos, Bishogeg, due to lack of knowledge. So the Rishonim are bothered, some implicitly, some explicitly. What are we talking about here? If there's a requirement of Hodas HaMitzvos, so there's no Hodas HaMitzvos here, no one ever told them about Shabbos. That was a Geirus good. So the Ramban writes, and this is what the Ritva is Meramis to over here, the Ramban writes here in Shabbos HaMachas and Aleph, Gershin is Kari Lebein HaGoyim, Kigon, Sheniskayer b'fnei shlosha, so he was megayer in front of three people. V'hodi'uhu miksas mitzvos acheras, so they told him about some of the mitzvos. V'lo hodi'u mitzvos Shabbos, but they didn't tell him about Shabbos. Oh, shato v'lo hodi'u, or they forgot to tell him at all. They didn't tell him anything. She'ilu niskayer b'nei l'bein asoyin oger. Obviously, they have to be bezdin, because without a bezdin, the geirus is nothing. So there was a Bezdin, but the Bezdin failed to be properly modia him of Mitzvah Shabbos. All Mitzvah, some Mitzvah, but they weren't modia him about Shabbos. So again, you see that Hodas HaMitzvos Eina Ma'akev. The answer to Judah's question is Kabbalah HaMitzvos means that you accept to do whatever is expected of you. Doesn't necessarily mean that you know everything that's expected of you. That's what Rabbi Rebek, who was the Menahel of our Geirus Bethin here for a few years, always likes to point out that Rabbi Temler used to say that when the President of the United States takes the oath of office, he pledges to abide by the Constitution. He doesn't necessarily know what it says in the Constitution. But Rabbi Temler said this years ago. But he pledges to abide by the Constitution. So a Geir also, he doesn't necessarily know every dict of mitzvah at the time that he says it, but he commits that whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. So in theory, in this extreme case of the Gemara Shabbos, he didn't know about Shabbos, if you could imagine such a thing. If had you told him about Shabbos, he would have been happy to do it. He's willing to do whatever you tell him, whatever is expected of a good Jew, but they forgot to tell him. So that's not a chisaron in the Kabbalah HaMitzvos. The Kabbalah HaMitzvos was there, could have been there. It was a chisaron of Hodas HaMitzvos. Hodas HaMitzvos is not ma'akev. So some want to say, well, you see from, this is the first piece in the Zeri Yisrael of the Anselem, but others before him said the same thing. You see in the Ritva that Kabbalah HaMitzvos is not ma'akev. They don't buy into this dichotomy of the Chen L'Shlomo. So you see, they assume Hodas HaMitzvos, Kabbalah HaMitzvos are all the same thing. So you see in the Ritva, you don't need Kabbalah HaMitzvos. The problem is the Ritva in Yevamos Kavdalit. Agavun say Gamer V'Kibel. So what is that Kibel talking about? So presumably Agavun say Gamer V'Kibel means Kabbalah HaMitzvos. He accepts to do to follow Torah mitzvahs. So, if you have to put all the mitzvahs together, that seems to be machriyach you to say this distinction between hadas hamitzvahs and kabbalas hamitzvahs, that the ritva in Ksubis, the ritva in Yivamos, the Ramban and Shabbos are all assuming that kabbalas hamitzvahs and hadas hamitzvahs are not the same thing. It's true. Hadas hamitzvahs is a technicality. Hadas hamitzvahs is not ma'akev. Kabbalas hamitzvahs is very ma'akev. Rabbi Amslam tries to say, no, the ritva in context, this is what Rav Asher Weiss, we quoted, saying in a totally different direction, that the ritva's whole context in Yivamos Kabdalid is talking about this, the Geri Arayos. So Geri Arayos, they're dafka agavunse gomer v'kibel, it means the Geri Arayos had no interest in being Jewish at all on any level. So there is agavunse kibel to be Jewish. Otherwise, the Geri wouldn't be good because they have no interest in being Jewish at all. But now that you need a Kabbalah samitzvos. Again, it doesn't work in the Nemuka Yosef, as you pointed out, because the Nemuka Yosef has a line, Agamun Se Gamer Vekibel, for Geirus Hashem Dabar. So even if you would say that in the Ritva, it doesn't really work in the Nemuka Yosef, which otherwise is the same as the Ritva. So why doesn't the Rambam include Kabbalas HaMitzvos in his list of formal requirements in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel? So there is a footnote that's printed in the bottom of the Rav's Kol Dodi Dofek, which I gave you all the Mar Mekomos. Here somewhere. If anyone has their Marmar Kamos open, let me just cite the right page so it'll be on the record. You have it, Sam?
149.
149 in Kol Dodi Dofek or the Marmar Kamos packet? Okay. So the Rav there points out, he quotes from his father, that Kabbalas HaMitzvos is not a formal part of the Geirus process, it's a absolute and necessary prerequisite. There's nothing to talk about in Geirus unless in Kabbalas HaMitzvos. What does it mean to be Megayer and not to accept to live as a Torah observant Jew? That's meaningless. That has no value. So when the Rambam tells you the Gemara increases us what the formal requirements of Geirus are, those are the formal requirements. Nila, Tvila, Harasastam are formal requirements of Geirus. Kabbalas HaMitzvos is not a formal requirement. It's a starting point. It's the whole basis. It's the necessary prerequisite to have a proper Geirus. That's why the Rambam doesn't quote in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel. This is what the Rav quotes from his father. If you want to listen, there is a recording which I think is online. Years ago it was on the BCBM website. I assume it's probably still there. The Rav's famous drasha to the 1975 Rabbinic Alumni Convention in Yeshiva. The first part of the drasha is the famous attack on Rabbi Rachman, but that was the introduction. That was reprinted in Light magazine and elsewhere. I can send you the transcript if you don't have it. But the bulk of the actual shiur was on the topic of Geirus, and he spent a lot of time fleshing out this point of Kabbalas HaMitzvos being the necessary prerequisite for Geirus. The line that I remember is that if there's no Kabbalas HaMitzvos, so why are you going to the mitzvah? Because it's a hot day and you want to cool off, you go for a swim. It's a meaningless act unless it's predicated on Kabbalas HaMitzvos. Oh, I found it here. No, not it. Okay, fine. Just read you a line from Rav Marek Tshuva that basically makes the same point. Again, Shemesh Shlomo Chelek Vav Simen Yud Beis. Kabbalas Hamitzvos Lo Nechshavos B'Minyan HaDvarim Shebehem Nechnasim LeBris. Mishum De'ena Ke'echem Mehem is not one of the formal requirements. Elohi Ikara Geiris V'Nishmasa. That's the heart and soul of Geiris. Those are details. And the Vasman of Kabbalah Shemakabal Atma O Machut Shemayim. The Doma Dovar, by way of analogy, says it's like a kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan Shehu Hagbo Meshicha, the Chain Kinyan Shar Vachazaka, Shakal Elu Hain Al Chacha Al Kaf Shagam Bidaika Litnos Vilim Kormizelazat. That the actual formal act of kinyan is simply an expression of a pre-existing gemiras das. I will call elu lo yo elu in the emes lo gamer b'daitam lim karvelitos. If there's no gemiras das for the kinyan, so then the formal acts of kinyan are meaningless. I will gam acher gemar das be'ina ma'isa kinyan. It's true that gemiras das is not sufficient, if necessary, but not sufficient. So even if you have gemiras das, you still need a formal ma'isa kinyan. Uvil adav ein adav nifna. Hachanami. Kabbalas HaMitzvos Hi HaMahus Shel HaGeiris. It's the whole nature, the whole basis of Geiris. Who bliza in klum, lo yoru lo mivu lo tefila. Ava Kabbalas HaMitzvos Milvad, lo tasas a goy lihudi. Shizah dayim begadir rasa milvad. Vafilu imi kaim HaMitzvos, enu klum, davale goy shim kaim HaMitzvos. Ve'enu zocha l'kabel kedushas HaMisrael, at shiyamu v'yitbol, shebezem machshir asma liyos mesuga l'muchan l'kabel kedushas HaMisrael. Yav Kabbalah v'Gnusha min haKabbalah shekibul av ol malchus shemayim v'ol mitzvos Kabbalah zu hi ha'ikar v'hi hi l'maisa geiris v'yakein l'ratza Rambam l'mnosa ima mila tefila she'im rach nechshirim b'yachas v'Kabbalah mitzvos. If the Rambam listed Kabbalah mitzvos at the beginning of Perek Gimel, it would have diminished the primacy of Kabbalah mitzvos. It would have put it on an equal setting, equal footing with mila tefila and ratza stop. But in fact, Kabbalah mitzvos is superior to all of those. As he says, as opposed to saying it's not just that Kabbalas HaMitzvos is a necessary prerequisite. It's not just that it's a starting point, but it defines the whole nature of the Geiris. And that's what the Rambam says, Halacha Dalet, V'chei l'doros kisha yirtza ha'goy li'kanis l'bris u'lestofi takav kanfi ashkina vit yakabal of ol Torah Sarach Mila v'chulei. Mashmos is that once he decides that he wants to become Jewish, to be Nichnas Lebris, and he understands all the impediments that he's going to face, but he wants to do it anyway, and he's Mekabel Ol Torah, but that's not enough, he's still not Jewish, then he has to go through the formal acts of Geiris in order to become Jewish, in order to attain the Kedushas Yisrael. Okay, so that's along the lines of what we saw from the Rav. Rav Jolti has this as well. In Torah Shabbat Peh, Volume Yud Gimel, Rav Jolti has an article that deals with some of the important issues in Geiris. It's an Os Gimel of that article. He writes the same thing, that Kabbalas HaMitzvos is not a part of the Maisa Geiris, but it's the Mahus HaGeiris. Okay, I think we'll stop here, and then next time we'll pick up with the Din Gemara Bechoros of Chutz Midaber Echad. What is the scope that's necessary of Kabbalas HaMitzvos? How complete does Kabbalas HaMitzvos have to be? And then we'll have to talk about the Rambam at the end of Perek Yud Gimel and retroactive reevaluation of Geiris and Kabbalas HaMitzvos.